Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather is mild. Across Israel, Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies, making for a pleasant night. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is coming in, a perfect evening for those stepping outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel expresses concern over a potential deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran, fearing it could boost Iran's resources. This comes from a report by Ynet earlier this hour. Also, the IDF announced the elimination of Ibrahim Abu Sakr, a Hamas operative linked to a kidnapping. This was reported by Walla earlier this hour. Also this hour, Jewish leaders in the United States criticized the sentencing of a California man involved in the death of a pro-Israel protester. This update comes from JTA. Separately, Iran's Mehr News Agency reports air defenses shot down two drones over Bandar Abbas. This was noted by IL Red Alert in the past hour. And finally, I24N EWS reports an announcement on the next leader of Hamas is expected next week. Here's what people are saying online. Open source analyst OSINT 613 highlighted several recent developments in the conflict, posting 40 minutes ago. I24N EWS English shared that we're anticipating an official announcement on Hamas leadership in the coming week, reported 42 minutes ago. From IL Red Alert, news from 44 minutes ago indicated two drones were downed in Iranian airspace. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tensions involving Saudi Arabia and Iran, Ynet reports Israeli officials worry a deal could financially empower Iran, potentially destabilizing the region further. This reflects wider concerns over U.S.-Saudi relations and their impact on Middle Eastern dynamics. Turning to the IDF's operation, Walla details that Ibrahim Abu Sakr, a Hamas operative, was targeted last week. His elimination is considered a significant blow to Hamas's operations. For Israeli citizens, this could mean a temporary reduction in threats, though tensions remain high. Meanwhile, JTA highlights the dissatisfaction among Jewish leaders regarding the sentencing of Loi Abdel Fattah al-Najji. He pled guilty to charges linked to the death of Paul Kessler. The community feels the punishment does not match the gravity of the crime, underscoring ongoing tensions between pro-Israel and opposing groups in America. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Autopipe, founded by veterans of the IDF's Unit 8200, is revolutionizing cloud architecture design with its AI platform. This innovation could significantly speed up processes, benefiting tech firms. Separately, Globes reveals that Canadian real estate company Almadev plans to list on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. They aim to raise substantial capital, signaling confidence in the Israeli market. And finally, Ynet Business discusses Israel's economy amid the ongoing conflict. Despite challenges, the high-tech sector is a pillar of strength, although rising debts and living costs present growing concerns. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.